This is Morning Edition on NHPR. I'm Rick Ganley. New Hampshire is in the midst of a drug epidemic. The state's medical examiner's office says drug-related deaths have risen to a record high of 300 in 2014. To combat the most addictive drugs, lawmakers will consider tripling funding for the governor's commission on alcohol and drug abuse prevention, treatment, and recovery. Of those three things, recovery services are severely lacking in New Hampshire compared to neighboring states. Joining me now is someone who hopes to change that. Cheryl Pacapelli is the director of the nonprofit Hope for New Hampshire Recovery. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Cheryl, you're planning to open a recovery community center in Manchester this year and maybe in Portsmouth down the road. They would be operated by those in recovery. And it's worth pointing out for those who don't know that recovery is different from treatment. What are the holes for recovery that you're trying to fill in the state?
Well, one thing that happens is people, when they end up in the emergency room for any kind of an addiction, they get treated, medically cleared, and then they leave. Where what we're trying to do is provide them with a service when they leave.
There's a difference between kind of detoxing and getting off whatever the drug you're addicted to is, and then, of course, the long-term implications of staying sober.
Absolutely. Treatment gets you medically cleared, starts educating you about what addiction is and how it affects you, and recovery is the long-term process of maintaining that.
What kinds of programs will addicts and people in recovery be able to receive at these centers?
We'll be able to call you once a week, check on your recoveries, how your recovery's going, and see if there's any services we can help provide. Also, having a recovery community center in your service area, you can come in during the day. You'll be able to use computers. We'll help with resumes, interviewing, how to get a job, reteaching you some basic skills. We'll also provide some social networking so that other people in recovery can help you.
Are there any other centers like this in the Granite State that have that kind of all-around support for addicts?
Actually, New Hampshire is the only state in New England that does not have recovery centers in the state. It's an absolutely invaluable tool for people to be able to go to a place where they know that they can get the support they need, that no one there is using any kind of drugs or alcohol, and that they can be safe. That initial right after you get out of treatment is when you're most vulnerable. So being able to provide those services right up front will allow people to maintain and sustain their recovery. But I know that in Connecticut and Massachusetts, Connecticut is where I came from, they had three recovery community centers, and they saw each center saw 15,000 people a year. So the need is there, and I just don't think the funding has been there in the past in New Hampshire, and hopefully the governor's budget will allow for that this year.
Now, you encourage people to come out as an addict in recovery, as you and those working with you have done. How important is that for people going through treatment and going through recovery in the long term? How important is that to hear from the people treating them that they were former addicts themselves?
I think it's really important on a few different levels. One is that gives people hope that people do recover. Typically, we go into treatment and then we end up in a basement of a 12-step group and never publicly come out and say, I got well. This is what I did to get well. So by letting people know that people do recover, there's 23 million people in long-term recovery in the United States, but there's only a handful that publicly admit that they were able to treat their disease and recover. So I think it's very important for people that are trying to get well, that there is hope, you can do this. And by having some recovery support services and having people say that they did recover and this is what I did will allow more and more people to get help.
Cheryl Pacapelli is the director of the nonprofit Hope for New Hampshire Recovery. Thanks so much for your time.
Thanks so much for having me.